Seattle police say it was a Seattle Pacific University student who disarmed a gunman on campus yesterday. Police have arrested the man they believe killed one person and wounded three others. At this point, police believe the gunman acted alone and was not a student at the university. KUOW's Patricia Murphy has this report.
Seattle Assistant Police Chief Paul McDonough says it was students' quick thinking that saved lives.
Regular citizens stepped up and tried to do the right thing. And in this case, I believe they prevented a more horrible tragedy.
Seattle Police Captain Chris Fowler told reporters the gunman entered the school with a shotgun and fired off several rounds.
A student monitor who works inside of that facility observed the suspect reloading the shotgun and was able to stop the individual at that point, pepper sprayed that person, then got them to the ground where other people inside of the facility were able to subdue him, and they waited for police to arrive.
Assistant Chief McDonough adds that before Thursday's shooting, SPD and the university had discussed how they might handle such a scenario.
And today's events appear to us that those policies and procedures that they worked so hard on were not only implemented, but actually helps reduce the possibility of this tragic event today. And so for that, we're very, very appreciative.
Emergency responders are being credited as well for being prepared. Seattle Fire Assistant Chief Jay Hagan says the department activated its multiple casualty incident response plan. That allowed first responders to secure the scene while creating a pathway for ambulances to transport victims. A 19-year-old man died at Harborview Medical Center. Three other people were hospitalized. A critically injured 20-year-old woman was taken to surgery, according to a hospital spokesperson. A 24-year-old man and a 22-year-old man were in satisfactory condition. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.